Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Paranormal Horizons.
Join us as we explore the
world of the paranormal. Paranormal on Blog Talk Radio. Relax, put your feet up, and get ready to enter the world of the paranormal.
All right, my friends, here we are once again for another edition of Paranormal Horizons. I am Jason Ophir with NW Paranormal, here as always with the beautiful.
And I am Pat Weiss. How are you, Jason? So good to do another episode of Paranormal Horizons here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. And I should note for the listeners that once again, we're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty.
Well, it may not be that bad to the listeners because that's just the way the internet is. And let's face it, Blog Talk Radio, it's all internet, and we're going to get better and better at this. But that doesn't make any difference because we have a fabulous guest this evening here on Paranormal Horizons. Kelly Davidson will be with us here in a few minutes. She is an astrologer who has years of experience doing this, Jason. Now, have you ever had an astrology reading?
I have not. You know, out of all the things in the paranormal that I know about, and it's a lot, I know absolutely nothing about astrology, other than the fact that people get weird when there's a full moon.
Well, what sign are you?
Leo.
Do you even know?
Yeah, no, it's a Leo. I was born in July.
Okay. Okay, well, Kelly's going to talk with us more about that this evening as well. And what better time to talk about astrology, Jason, because it's a full moon. Have you seen the moon? Although it's foggy here where we are located here in Oregon, so the moon is kind of hard to see, but you can still see it kind of, you know, that bright light out there in the sky.
Well, you know, I haven't looked at it, and I'll tell you why I'm afraid to look at the moon, because I'm afraid I'm going to, you know, grow a lot of hair and sound like this.
Well, you might. I know that could happen, especially to you. I know.
Yeah,
but before we get Kelly on, I know that in the paranormal world, so to speak, there's lots going on, and, you know, with some of our other paranormal friends. And did you want to comment on any of that stuff that's been some drama kind of stuff going on, Jason, or is that going to be for another show?
Well, I think I'm going to briefly touch on it. Now, I'm not going to get into specifics or who's involved. I do know the people that are involved in the biggest paranormal drama that I've ever encountered. I didn't even think that some of the things that I've seen were possible. And, you know, like I discussed with you earlier, I think I'm just going to schedule a special show on the subject of paranormal drama. I mean, the craziness is out there. And a lot of people listening to the show listen to these shows that are also involved in this, and so they know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, it's
right.
It's insanity. I mean, there's people, you know, lawsuits and FBI reports and just all sorts of craziness going on. And, yeah, so I am going to address it. And, you know, the reason is it's not so much to expose what exactly the drama is I kind of want to spread a little bit of a rainbows and unicorns, put some good vibes out there, you know, get people to think a little bit about maybe trying to be a little bit nicer to your neighbors and kind of warm fuzzy, because that's kind of my attitude lately, is just to be a little warm fuzzy, you know?
Well, I know, and plus it's Christmas. Come on, you know? We do have lots of listeners this evening to a lot of paranormal shows. And here in Oregon, where we are based, we have, I'm going to call it a paranormal family, if you will, Jason. And there's just, there's drama going on, as happens in, I guess, every circle. But it is kind of heavy. And, you know, this paranormal stuff is fun, but let's face it, we got to laugh at ourselves, too. At least I do.
Yeah, it's crazy. But once I get my thoughts formulated, maybe we can have a show, a brief show next week, and kind of talk about it a little bit.
Okay, so that's going to be to be announced. But listen, let's go ahead and talk with Kelly, because there's so much information that she has about astrology that I have been involved in astrology for a very long time. In high school, that was a long time ago, by the way, and I just am fascinated by it, and I had the pleasure of meeting Kelly Davidson last summer. I recently moved here, and I went to the Renaissance bookstore for kind of a little mini class, and I met Kelly, and then later on, I did a reading with her, and I've had other astrology readings in my life, but she is just a really great person. You know, she has a wonderful history in her life. She's lived in Hawaii for a very long time and moved here to Oregon a few years ago. And, you know, she's kind of been in the wellness, spiritual, healing world with some of her other work. And Kelly, it's just a pleasure to welcome you to Paranormal Horizons tonight. How are you?
Well, thanks, Pat. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, and well, as I mentioned, Kelly, you're based in Portland, and, you know, I know you're busy doing readings and classes and things like that about astrology, and I'm kind of, like I said, I know a little bit about astrology, but Jason, my co-host, he's kind of green on this, so can you sort of give us kind of some basics about what astrology is?
Sure. Well, basically, it's as above, so below. So we believe that the influence from the planets and the configurations that they make actually affect us here on Earth. That, I mean, we're aware of the moons, you know, with the tides and things, and the sun plays a big role in the rotation of the sun. And, of course, when we have solar flares, we're more aware of the sun and the moon. But actually, all of the planets have an effect on us. So the way that I look at it,
that makes sense.
Yeah, new moons and full moons, they kind of zero in and kind of let us know what's going on within our life. So the astrology map, your horoscope, is basically a map of your life. So the moment that you were born, if you were to look out over the eastern horizon, you would see a particular constellation coming up. And that's called your rising sign. And your rising sign lets us know what you look like. But it also sets up the timing for the whole chart of the whole map. So for most astrologers, there's not a lot that we can do without that exact time, but if you do, it's kind of fascinating to watch and plot how different events can happen in your life. I like to play setting timing for people, like when should I start a business? When should I go on vacation? When I lived on the Big Island, it was when should I leave the Big Island? You know, I had moved there from Maui, and a lot of people that I met had been there for a long, long time and were ready to leave. And so one by one, I figured out the best time to make the move. And, of course, I mm-hmm. used that when I moved mm-hmm. to Portland as well.
Do you ever find
go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry.
Do you ever find that when you make a decision and say you didn't check with the charts and it turns out to be a disaster, and then you go back and look at the charts and realize that, I mean, are the charts consistent, like if you forget to check them before you do something and it turns out to be bad, if that makes sense?
Well, you know, there's times when you have to do things anyway, even though you know it's not a particularly advantageous time, like once I sold a house during Mercury retrograde. I don't know how many people are familiar with that term. It's one of those terms that most people are familiar with. It's the planet of communication. And when it appears to go backwards, we have a lot of snafus with communication. You're not really supposed to sign contracts during that time. And it was a situation where I just had to do it. And sure enough, they quit paying, and I had to take it back and do it all over again. Or, say, different times I've traveled during, like, inauspicious times, and sure enough, lots of little snafus happened. I mean, I still took the trip, but, you know, things just didn't go quite as easy, you know, as when you go in advantageous times, then unexpected good things happen
mm-hmm.
that you can't plan on.
Yeah, it's a subject that's interested me for some time. And for the listeners, Pat and I aren't together at our little studio, so there's always a slight delay when we talk. So if we accidentally talk over each other, it's because there's like a 2-second delay there, just in case anybody was wondering.
Well, Jason, you've got the net. You just talk here for the next like 10 minutes, and I'm going to be quiet. So you can kind of ask Kelly all your astrology questions. So I'm going to be quiet, okay?
Oh, putting me on the spot. Jeez. So, Kelly, one of the other questions I had was, I'm not really familiar with the history of astrology. How far does it go back? I mean, I'm pretty sure it goes back to like the, you know, the early centuries, but do you know where it started and how long it's been in use?
Well, I believe that it predates all religions, and all religions kind of come from astrology. If you just keep going back, every civilization had some form of astrology. I mean, here it is, Christmas time. There are many, many people that believe the three wise men were astrologers following a star. So, Genghis Khan supposedly had 1,000 astrologers that worked for him, and that's why he supposedly, you know, conquered the world, because it was used for strategy, you know, when to go into battle. It's kind of lost favor for the last 400 years, you know, when we went into the time period where I think, therefore I am, it kind of got put on the back burner. And it's only recently starting to come back, because I feel like we've come to a time where we can no longer just use our mind to plot the future. Things are kind of falling apart now. We have to come back to a place that's more of a holistic way of doing things. And I think science is kind of catching up with that too, you know, where we know that we can influence an experiment just by watching it. that, you know, that's a game changer. And, you know, that's kind of what time it is right now. We are in one of the most critical times astrologically in our lifetimes, what's going on right now.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the world is in a bunch of turmoil. But you mentioned Genghis Khan. I mean, I wonder if any of the U.S. presidents do that before they decide to invade a country, consult the charts.
Well, of course, Reagan did. His wife was, well, most of Hollywood is into astrology. It's, for the most part, it's almost a religion for people that are, you know, actors and things like that. And before, you know, Ronnie and Nancy were in politics, they were in Hollywood. But she got a lot of flack about, you know, using her astrologer. You know, supposedly Reagan wouldn't get onto a plane. And supposedly they attribute him not being shot and killed because of astrology, of, you know, putting himself in, he just wouldn't do certain things at certain times. And, of course, they really tried to downplay that when it got some bad press. But
yeah, I think I heard something about him, or I remember it was a president. I didn't remember just now it was Reagan, but I do remember something about that, Nancy Reagan kind of being into that. But, you know, the way the world is going right now, I mean, I don't want to be a doomsday person, but, I mean, if there's going to be an end of time, an end of days, you know, we got to be getting close. I mean, the world is just crazy. What do you think, Pat? Don't you think things are crazy out there?
Well, yeah, definitely the world is crazy. However, Jason, we have to remember that we've been hearing that for a long time. And when you look at some of the trends in the world, there's always a time where, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. You know, things are going to, that I'm not diminishing that the world isn't crazy, but I believe that Kelly might have some insight on, you know, some of the things that we're feeling right now. It could possibly have to do with the planet. Kelly, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, like I said, this is kind of one of those time periods where there's a great deal of transformation. Basically, in astrology, the big news is that there are two planets, Pluto and Uranus, and they are making a very difficult aspects. And so Pluto is in the sign of Capricorn, and what Pluto does is it rules death and destruction and transformation. And it's in the sign of Capricorn, which rules institutions, corporations. And it stays in this sign for about 14 years. And so Pluto's job is to go through, it's kind of like a forest fire. It goes through and it burns everything down. And then what happens is that, you know, there's certain seeds that only sprout during a forest fire. So the forest is going to be reseeded and it'll be healthier. But in the meantime, we're kind of at this place where Pluto wants to change and transform institutions. And then we add in the planet Uranus, which rules revolution, sudden change, electricity. And by the way, today Uranus is stationing, meaning it appears to be stopping in the sky. And when Uranus stations, it gets very, very powerful, and there can be all types of electrical quirkiness going on. Computers glitch out. It also rules like lightning strikes. Okay, so here you have the planet of revolution kind of forcing this impetus for change to happen within corporate America. So we're talking banking, politics, healthcare, all things like that. So the last time that these two planets were in this configuration, in this square pattern, was between 1932 and 1935. And there's a lot of similarities between then and now. Mm-hmm. If you ask most astrologers, we do not believe that we're through it yet. Most people believe that sometime around the spring, you know, March, April, we will have another crash, that we'll have something, you know, kind of shocking happen.
Right.
So this planet Uranus is in the sign of Aries, and Aries is all about me, I am. And Uranus is this planet that wants us to show up and be our authentic self. And so a lot of people are trying to find whatever it is that makes them unique and go out there and do it. To give you an idea of the power of Uranus, and of course, Aries is kind of a Martian, a kind of a warring it's energy. It rules, you know, physical, potent energy. So here you have this planet of revolution coming through the warrior. So it gives added impetus. Within 24 hours of Uranus moving into Aries, the tsunami hit Japan. And it announced itself quite loudly. So we're still reverberating, you know, from that. So that's the type of energy that we're dealing with. Do I think it's the end of the world? No. But I do believe it's the end of status quo. I do believe that we are in for great change, especially next year. I also, you know, delve into Chinese astrology, and we're moving into the year of the horse. And the horse is all about movement and change. And we'll see a lot of things happen this next year. There won't be gridlock like there was this year.
Interesting. That is so fascinating, Joy. And, you know, Jason, to your point that we started kind of this chain of conversation right now about, you know, the doom and gloom in the world, but I think, Kelly, what I'm getting out of what you're saying with Pluto and Uranus is I think what happens a lot of times in just the way, you know, the evolution of the years, so to speak, that, you know, we don't die as a race or a planet, but we change, so to speak. And, you know, even with, you know, you just mentioning the tsunami happening with, you know, the way the planets were and what's coming up in 2014, the biggest thing that I got out of, you know, what really caught me, what you said, was healthcare. Look what's going on in healthcare right now. You know, with the Obamacare and, you know, everyone up in arms and, oh, it's not work and terrible. And, you know, granted, we don't really know right now, but it's a change. What do you guys think?
You're breaking up really bad.
Okay.
It's weird. It's intermittent.
You know, we are talking about healthcare. This is one of those times when, if, you know, people in politics had have paid any attention at all to astrology, they would have never have launched Obamacare right as Mercury was stationing and going retrograde. I mean, that's like basic. And of course they did, and look what happened. You know, it's just every kind of snafu. It was pretty much chaos.
I'm looking forward to Obamacare because I don't have a job, and I think it'll be pretty affordable for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's going to be good for, are people that don't have any kind of health care.
But I saw some posts out there that, you know, people that, you know, were making 50 grand a year, and they were showing what they would have to pay for Obamacare, and the prices were outrageous. So I feel sorry for the people that make middle income people. It seems like what people are posting out there is it's going to be crazy costly for them.
Yeah, I have no idea. I do know there's also a part of course, I can also look at the chart of the United States. And, of course, the chart that I look at is not the one that's favorable. It's not the one that most people use. I choose to look at an alternative view of the United States chart. I use it with Gemini rising as opposed to Sagittarius rising. And the interesting thing is, every year we have eclipses, and it kind of tells you what the energy is for a six-month period of time. And with the chart that I use, with the Gemini rising, it put the whole focus of the last eclipse back in November, where it was all about healthcare. That was going to be the topic. That was what everyone was going to be talking about. And sure enough, that's exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, and I don't know if this is a part of astrology or not, is, you know, we have this comet Ison. Do comets fit into this? Because they're calling it like the comet of the century or comet of the millennium. Are comets part of astrology at all?
Well, not really. We basically really just kind of work with the planets. And there are a lot of people that work with asteroids. I'm not one of those. I seem to glean enough information from, you know, just looking at the planets. I am very, very in the North Node part of the chart. That's the part of the chart that talks about why are you here, your spiritual purpose. And I find that that has the most impact in the readings that I do. So, for instance, you, Jason, are Capricorn. Your North Node is in Capricorn. And so what that means is that you spent many, 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 many lifetimes having a South Node, which is the exact opposite of Capricorn, in Cancer. And so you came in with, you know, particular skill set with Cancer, which is you were very connected to your family, and you were very nurturing, and you nurtured others, and you kind of, generally speaking, the South Node, when we come in, we kind of play that part out. And so for you, I would imagine on some levels that family was somewhat supportive, or there was, you know, some feeling of coziness there. Is that true?
I thought I was Leo because I was born in July.
Well, your sun sign is Leo.
Oh.
But there's another part of the chart that has a lot of, it has like a more of a psychological, it really just talks about why you're here. Your sun sign, it rules a particular part of your chart, and but the North Node has the most potency as far as I can tell right now. So in this lifetime, it's all about you gaining self-control and self-respect and moving away from kind of a moodiness or, you know, wanting to kind of hide out at home. You know, when you find yourself kind of moving into these places where you are maybe more isolated, that's when you're still acting out of the South Node, out of this instinctual part of yourself that, you know, it just doesn't work anymore. But the Capricorn North Node, when you go in that direction, and that's things like letting go of the past and keeping commitments and promises and, you know, sensible approaches to problem solving, then all of a sudden everything starts working out.
Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, that kind of makes sense. I'm trying to change my outlook on things and be more humble and less aggressive and more understanding and compassionate, and I'm really working on it because virtually my entire adult life has been negative, you know, mainly with my work, you know, busting bad guys, and it kind of left a taint on my outlook about people, and I'm making an effort to change that.
Well, right, and so anyway, that particular part of the chart, it's your way out. It's like your true north. You know that when you stay goal oriented, you know, everything kind of writes itself. Having the past, the Cancer past, the trap is that it's living too much in the past. It's like being isolated and kind of moody and all of those kind of emotions that kind of just draw you back, and it tends to close doors. Have you ever had anyone, you know, mention these things to you? Usually our friends will say, well, you know, snap it out of it, you know, and don't be so, moody, things like that. So every time you set a goal for yourself and you begin to move in that direction, all of a sudden you get support from the universe to take charge.
Mm-hmm.
Because truth, Capricorn, it's kind of the CEO, the boss. I mean, you came here to manifest something out of the world. And it starts with just a simple goal and going in that direction.
And I, as far as I can tell, I mean, that seems, you know, spot on, you know, my life with what you're saying and the direction that I'm trying to go. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty accurate to me.
Well, what I have found this past year is that most of us have been dipping into our past, into our South Node. Basically, when things get chaotic, we tend to go back, and the South Node is kind of like comfort food. We go back there to find to see if there's anything left there for us. And sure enough, there really isn't. And so this next year will be a turning point. And it's where we all begin to step up and step out and go in that direction to manifest, you know, kind of what it is that we came here to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that turning point, is that going to entail, like you were suggesting earlier, that there's going to be a lot of changes, especially with next year? You know, there's lots of talk of the economy crashing. Do the charts kind of say that it's going to be a negative change coming in the near future?
Well, basically, the old is dying. The old ways of doing things. You know, if we were all of a sudden to be given a new plan, you know, that okay, we're not going to just keep doing the same old thing over and over and over again. Because that does not work. It's not working. It hasn't worked. And so until they come up with some new plan, it's just not going to work. But for the most part, people are creatures of habit. You know, we don't really change until we have to. And so that's kind of what's coming, is the have to. I believe that sometime in the spring that it'll be one of those crisis points where we all are in it together, but that's when the real change starts happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there are many solutions that are just on the back burner waiting, but the old guard has a tight grip, and it's like it's, you know, they're in the death throes, and they're going to hold on until they can't hold on anymore. And so when they finally let go, there's going to be some very surprising and shocking, you know, this country, we're very ingenious, and we can come up with new ways of doing things, and we will come up with, you know, plans that actually work, but it has to come from, you know, we have to kind of rise above the ashes. It kind of has to, like, sure enough, break before we can have something new.
So we have a question in. We have a question in chat, real quick. Oklahoma Lady would like to know: is there any way you can be more specific on what changes will be happening next year?
Sure. I mean, like I said, the main impetus is where, like, say, corporations or people. Well, that doesn't work. You know, that only works for very, very few people. There's going to be a leveling you know, when you have enough people out of work and enough people not having money, they will rise up and they will revolt. you know. Okay, there's something else that's also happening astrologically that it hasn't happened since 1776 to 1778. I think what I'd mentioned before, the planet Pluto is in Capricorn. Well, it's in mutual reception, meaning that it's in another planet's sign, Saturn and Scorpio. And we have these two planets that are very much about taking responsibility. And so one of the things that's going to happen is the people that were never punished, that were never made to pay for, you know, the mistakes, are going to, they're going to be outed. And it's finally, we're going to see people having to take responsibility for the mismanagement of money, of, you know, people's, well, it's basically debt, but it's of the mismanagement of debt and money. And so that's some of the change that we can expect to see, is that they will have to be made responsible. And once that happens, we can begin to see some change happen. But yes, I do believe that the stock market will crash. I don't see any way out of it. They're just not doing anything different. I do believe that we can expect to have new types of technology to come in and heal the planet, you know, because it's going to get really, really bad. But there are new technologies that can come in that can help repair. So I don't believe that it's just, you know, all black and, you know, nothing good's going to happen. Because there is a piece, there's underlying this death and destruction and chaos and revolution, there's also this underlying trine that's happening in the water signs. So there's the potential for an enormous amount of spiritual growth to come in at the same time. I can remember back when Iniki hit Kauai back in the early 90s, and it completely obliterated that island. There wasn't anything green left. And all the people came together, pulled together, and started rebuilding Kauai. And now it's like the most popular island. So there will be a crisis, but, you know, people are so isolated from one another, it's going to take something like that before we kind of come back together and start helping each other. But we will.
We're moving into
the year of course, and it'll be a much more social time. People will be getting together this next year, much more so than they did in the year of the snake, which was much more of an inward finding your own wisdom and, you know,
Wow, fascinating.
You know, we were kind of all dealing with all the stuff that we needed to let go of. And this next year, we will rebirth ourselves and we'll be ready to do something.
That sounds good to me. And Jason, I just want to remind everyone they're listening to Paranormal Horizons here on blogtalkradio.com with our very special guest, Kelly Davidson, astrologer, who's kind of talking about things that may be happening in the future based on the planets and the stars and so forth. And Jason, we've got some great commercials. Did you want to go ahead and kind of take a little bit of a break and play one of our wonderful commercials?
Yeah, we can. We could do a commercial, or we can do a funny comedy, or what are you in the mood for?
Your choice. I love comedy.
Okay. Well, this has never been. Okay. I have to warn the listeners. This has never been played. This was me goofing off. I did it in one take, and it's kind of foul. But if you want me to play it, I will.
Uh-oh. Kelly, hang on. All right,
okay. Everybody,
we'll be right back.
All right. Well, I mean, it's not foul, but I don't know. It's just me being stupid, so here we go.
Well, that's it.
It is now time for Jason Ophir and Pat Rice to delve.
Oh, whoops. Oh, that was my bad. I clicked the wrong button.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're batting 1,000 here. Oh, God.
That's okay.
Hold
it's
on.
A full moon.
I tell you, you know, the full moon is out and things get strange. Okay, here we go. Sorry, retake. Just pretend that didn't happen.
I'm Jason Ophir, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new product. Do you ever want to connect with a deceased loved one, or possibly a demon? Do you find yourself not having enough time during the day to talk to the dead with your Ouija board? Well, now you can. Introducing Ouija Wipes. Ouija Wipes is a solution for you. Now you can take your potty time and turn it into a fun demon summoning session. Ouija Wipes are designed to reach those hard-to-get cracks. Each time you wipe your bottom, the printed Ouija-style letters will be worn or soiled to reveal your personal message. After wiping, simply look at which letters are dirty. Ouija wipes are made of 100% cotton and safe to use. If you order now, we will also throw in an additional order of Ouija wipes. So sit back, enjoy your potty time,
Mother of God,
and
it's
see
all
what amazing
sound.
Messages the afterlife has for you.
Sorry.
That was, you know, Jason, very creative.
And thank you.
I love it. So, Kelly, again, thank you for dealing with us tonight. We've had some technical issues, and sorry about the cutting out. But I wanted to kind of jump subjects here a little bit. We're still talking about astrology, but can you touch on what a full moon means, Kelly, because isn't the moon the fullest day for this month?
Sorry, you were kind of cutting out. Jason, could you kind of repeat what she said?
It was kind of garbled.
Bummer. I'll quit talking. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, it's weird because you're cutting out and then it sounds fine. I don't get it. So, internet. So, trying to think now. So, how did you get into astrology? Is that something that you got into early on, or is it, how long have you been doing it?
Yeah, well, probably when I was around 15, I have a lot of Scorpio in my chart, and I was just really interested in the mysteries of life, but mostly I just wanted to understand who I was. And most people, when they get into astrology, that's really all you study is your own chart. And I did that for at least 20 years before I really started understanding enough that I could get into predictive work. But it was always something very fascinating. Of course, all types of occult-type things. I was really into meditation. I was into Yogananda. I was super into healing and herbs and homeopathics and all of those types of things. But I also come from kind of a mystical family. So, you know, we saw spaceships and, you know, my father, when I was young, we'd talk about pyramids and, you know, all different types of phenomena. So that was, you know, somewhat unusual. I've had many, many, many unusual experiences. So I just kind of lean that in that direction. But astrology, you know, the more I study it, you can really begin to, especially the North Node, you know, for someone who doesn't really want to learn astrology, they can just find out what their North Node is, and you don't even actually have to know what time you're born. And just that one piece can be so potent and powerful in how to direct your life. I mean, even if you just started there. Now, you know, this full moon that we just had last night, it was kind of supercharged because it had this, you know, quirky Uranus energy, you know, along with it. And so, like I said, this whole month, because full moons and new moons, it kind of lasts, their influence lasts for like a month. And so we can expect some, you know, strange and unusual things to happen this month. Along with, you know, Christmas Day could be kind of chaotic this year. So we're kind of headed into kind of a crunchy time of sudden, shocking happenings.
Well, what it sounds like to me is, you know, we're going to have this turmoil, whatever that manifests to be, but then it kind of sounds like what you're saying is that it's going to bring us all together. Is that correct? So, you know, for the better. I mean, you've got to go through the growing pains, you know,
yeah,
to become better.
If you are willing to do the work on yourself, if you're willing to step out and have courage, you know, to do that part of you that comes naturally, you know, it's what you're passionate about. It's what, you know, I always tell people, you know, it's that thing where you lose time, you know. We've all had the experience of being involved in something and we look up and we can't imagine that, you know, that much time has gone by. That's what you're looking for. That whatever that is, that's your piece to bring, you know, to the table. And this is a time period in history where we're all here. There's more people on the planet than have ever been. And it's because we all want to experience this shift that's happening. And so, you know, I believe that we're kind of moving into a whole new dimension that, you know, where we'll be able to see, you know, colors that we couldn't see before. We will have the ability to, no one will be able to lie to one another. Everyone's psychic abilities will be up to the point where no one, you know, lying will be a thing of the past. Everyone will just know that that's not true. So, yeah, so in that sense, yeah, I see that this is this transit that we're in. You know, we're in the crunchiest part of it. It kind of continues on for 8 or 9 years, but we're in this point where we're being squeezed and being asked to go, okay, it's time to really look deep and then have the courage to kind of step out and be the most unusual you that's in there. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are good. That's where we know that we have super learning happen. The more mistakes that you make, the faster you learn.
Yeah, I'm definitely
fantastic.
Good. And now it looks like Pat called in on a different number, so I think we might have solved our problem.
Yeah, that was so frustrating, and I apologize because I wanted to be able to talk. I was trying to talk to Kelly about the full moon, and nobody could hear me and all that. So go ahead, Jason. Can you hear me better now?
Yes,
perfectly.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Now, I have a question in question in chat real quick, and it's kind of off subject, and I don't know if you want to share any of this, but you were saying you've led an unusual life, and one of the things that you mentioned, which kind of strikes a chord with me, is spaceships. I have had really, really, and Pat can attest to this, bizarre UFO-related events. But the question in chat is, the listeners were interested in what kind of unusual things you've experienced. If you're willing to share that.
Sure. Probably the most unusual experience happened in my early 20s, where I was in meditation and the light fixture over my head started rattling, and I kind of came out. I thought, wow, what's going on there? You know, what is that? And then all of a sudden, a bar of energy started at my head and went down through and exited out my toes. Literally a bar. I mean, it was like I was being scanned. And it did it three times. And I thought, well, you know, wow, what was that? So later that week in my meditation group,
I went, and the fellow who was the leader of it was very versed in spaceships, and we were all kind of into that sort of thing, and he channeled, and so we're talking the early 80s, and he said, well, you know, there will be some of you that will be, that we are scanning you to see how you are doing with some of the changes. You know, and my hands shot up afterwards, I was scanned. Of course, there wasn't anything painful or weird or anything that happened to me because of that.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, that was like, wow, you know. So another time, one evening, we're out, this is in East Texas, up on a mountaintop where you could really see the stars and everything, and several of us were just outside, and we noticed that we saw, you know, a light, and it started zigzagging towards us. And so Jack said, well, why don't we just send some love to it? And so we did. And all of, there were these arcs of color coming out of this thing that were so vibrant. It wasn't like anything I had ever seen in my life. It was like living color. And we couldn't believe that that was happening. So, yeah, things like that. When I lived in
Santa
Fe. That's
pretty amazing. That's a pretty vivid experience, Kelly.
Yeah, most of my experiences were always good. I never really had any negative experiences of any kind. My experience is that they're here to help, you know, that I know that, you know, there's like supposedly negative ones. I just never encountered that, and hope I never do.
Yeah, I know. And you know, Jason has had kind of some opposite type experiences that, you know, didn't quite, and I don't want to speak for you, Jason, but I know what we've talked about, you know, didn't feel really, you know, great for you. So that's interesting. But I did want to, if I could just kind of switch gears a little bit, Kelly and Jason, I wanted the audience to understand a little bit more about astrology in case there's anybody out there that's new, because Kelly, new to astrology, things you talked about that I feel is important is that we're born with a sun sign. So, for example, I'm a Capricorn and Jason is a Leo. But we have a rising sign, and then all these other planets are in, you know, different signs, and that all affects how we are. So, for example, I'm a Capricorn, but my rising sign is Virgo. I'm a super earthy person because of that. My moon is in Aquarius, and, you know, sometimes I may not come across as a Capricorn. I may be more Virgo type because sometimes your rising sign is how you come across to people. At least that's kind of what I learned, Kelly, and I'm kind of asking you to either, you know, validate that, you know, give me your opinion on that. And you mentioned that Jason was a Leo, but his rising sign is Capricorn. Is that what you had said before?
No, that's his north node. His rising sign is, yeah, he's got a Scorpio rising,
okay.
Moon and the way that I look at astrology, that your rising sign is the most important piece. It tells us, it sets timing for your life, but also it lets us know what role that you play in life. So, Pat, with you being Virgo rising, mm-hmm. The role you play is Mercury. You play Mercury in Aquarius. Your natal. So you like to talk about unusual things. You were interested in the future.
Right.
And with Scorpio rising for Jason, the role that he's playing is Pluto in Libra. And Pluto is also interested in the occult and the strange and the weird. And it's coming through Libra. And so on a lot of levels, he wants to talk about relationship. You know, but in a transforming kind of a way. So people that are Scorpio rising, they want to know how everything works, what makes things tick.
Okay.
They're not surface people.
Now, both of you in your chart have a lot of fire and a lot of air. You are both predominantly fire and air in your charts. As far as planets go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, highly creative, intellectual, like to talk. There's a lot of energy, enthusiasm, communication. These are all things, it's kind of the way that you run. Would you say that's true?
Yeah. Jason, what do you think?
It makes perfect sense to me. I mean, what she's saying about my chart, I'm very interested in it.
Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, I'm going to kind of look into this because, you know, she knows I'm into the paranormal, and it's like the one thing out of everything paranormal that I haven't looked into.
Well, and it's also a science, too, but that's what's so, for me, so interesting about astrology is that, you know, there's, you know, the planets and the houses and all of that, but I was really interested in what you were saying, Kelly, about we both have a lot of fiery planets because I guess I kind of, in my life, I started relating to, okay, I'm a Capricorn, which is an earth sign, and I'm a Virgo rising, so I'm super earthy, but also now, and you and I have talked before, but there's so much to astrology that you're always picking up on this stuff, which I love, is I'm fire, you know, the whole fiery thing too, and the communication, you know, and liking to talk, there's just absolutely no doubt in my mind, you know, even doing a radio show, and I've been doing other radio shows, and, you know, Jason, you have too, where we're not making a penny, but we want to talk, you know. for some reason, we want to talk to people and communicate. So I find that kind of right on with what you're saying, Kelly.
Yeah, well, both of your midheavens, the midheaven part of the chart is your career and how you outpicture in life. And both of you, Pat, you have Gemini, and Jason, you have Virgo. Both of those signs are ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication. So
mm-hmm.
how you outpicture in life is that you want to communicate.
Yeah. That is so fascinating. And, you know, Kelly, the question that I was trying to ask you before when I had my bad connection was I just, because we're right in a full moon right now, I wanted to know a little bit more for myself and for the audience about, you know, what does a full moon really mean? Because I've had people say, oh, my gosh, it's a full moon tonight. I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm not going to sleep. And these are even people that don't even necessarily believe in astrology. They're like, oh, forget about it. You know, there's something going on out there. What's your take on that?
Well, it's a time of fullness, of heightened energy. You know, when I try to explain when a full moon is aspecting someone's chart, I always liken it to a spotlight. So
mm-hmm.
here's all this light coming in, and nothing can hide. You know, it's a time where everything is seen, everything is felt. And so we have this exaggerated energy, you know, that's kind of heightened where, and again, if it's aspecting your chart, then that particular piece is highlighted and it's like a spotlight where you can really, really see it. So full moons and new moons. Full moons are more about movement and energy, basically.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
And this particular full moon has an unusual occurrence. It's got one of these planets that are stationing. What that means is it appears to stop if we were to look up in the sky. And that planet is Uranus. That planet is the planet that rules revolution, electricity, sudden change, quirkiness. And so it's like a supercharged full moon, you know. And so, like I said, generally speaking, when Uranus has something to do with anything, it's almost always will have electrical, technological mishaps.
Okay. Oh, gee, funny that happened tonight.
I always blame UFOs, but I'm going to start blaming the moon.
That's right. Yeah, I love that. Okay, now I feel completely off the hook. Okay, good. So, Kelly, the full moon tonight, what sign is it in?
Well, the moon is no longer, you know, in the same degree that it was on the full moon, but it basically Sagittarius, the moon was in Gemini, you know.
Okay.
So that was the full moon. The sun was in Sag and the moon was in Gemini. So the full moon was in, which rules communication and talking. And so this month, you know, there's going to be a lot of that energy. There's going to be a lot of people wanting to, especially people that are communication oriented, it's going to be kind of supercharged in that way, almost to the point where there may be too much information. And with the sun in Sagittarius, it also has to do with communication, but it's more about the higher mind. So with the full moon, it's like balancing that energy. It's like the figure eight going back and forth. And so we've got talking, a lot of talking, but then kind of cycling back around into higher thought, more expanded thought.
Okay. Wow, that is fascinating. And we are running out of time here on Paranormal Horizons radio show. And Kelly, before we sign off with you, I did want to give all the listeners a opportunity to, how can they get in touch with you? Is it Facebook, website, phone number? What's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, probably the best way would be just through the astrotiming.net. It has all of the information on there for someone to get on.
Astrotiming, so www.astrotiming.net, and they can get in touch with you and get your information if they want to have a reading. And I know because I've done it with you, Kelly, and let me just tell everybody out there, having a reading with Kelly is really great. You know, she'll do a half an hour, and I know you do longer than that, Kelly, an hour, you know, whatever works for you. And it's, you know, you and I didn't even really know each other, Kelly, and you hit some things for me that were so right on and helped me a lot. So anybody out there, I just want to encourage you, if you need some insight, you know, contact Kelly, and just, you're just such a wonderful, you know, spirit and person, and I want everybody to reach out to you and encourage you to get an astrological reading if you've never done that before.
Well, great.
Yeah,
Jason?
Yeah, I want to say the same thing. You know, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and doing that reading. But I did have one more question, and this question isn't from me. It was actually in chat, but it pertains to me. And the question was is there anything in my chart that would that could relate to any, like, of my crazy UFO stuff? Like, is there anything that would suggest that there's any extraterrestrial activity?
Well, the Scorpio rising part definitely hints in the direction that you are open to things like that. But also, the role that you play, I think I told you, the role that you play is Pluto in Libra, and there's this beautiful sextile, it's a harmonious aspect to Neptune in Sagittarius. And so you are very, very open to all types of things in the spiritual world. And you have this beautiful sextile, which again is another harmonious aspect to the sun. Your Leo sun is also in a harmonious aspect to you. And that means that it rules your ninth house, which is higher philosophies. These more expanded views of the universe are also in harmony. So when you combine those two things, yeah, you would be kind of a magnet for things like that to happen.
And that makes perfect sense because, you know, I'm constantly trying to figure out the purpose of life, the universe, and I pretty much blow my own brain every day just thinking so deeply about everything.
Wow, Jason, that's heavy. How do you even sleep at night?
I don't. I didn't sleep last night. You know, my mind is constantly thinking about every spiritual meaning and just strangeness. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, and astrology has helped me a lot, Kelly, throughout the years. And, you know, just kind of understanding some of the trends that are going on. And I just like, you know, understanding who I am a little better, I guess, is my take on it. And I can't thank you enough, Kelly, for being on the show tonight and putting up with some of our technical difficulties. And I encourage everyone to, you know, have a reading if you're interested, because, you know, you're the best astrologer that I have ever talked to. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
And I want to just wish you a very happy holiday season, Kelly. And, you know, you know, the holidays can be stressful, and, you know, we got the full moon going on and other things going on. So I think it's that time where, you know, everybody, we got to take a deep breath, you know. Hey, Jason, where's the Christmas music, you know? Just tell
yeah,
me
I
know. So, definitely. Kelly, we wish you the very best, and I will see you in the future.
Well, thank you so much again for having me on.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Jason.
All right. Well, that was fantastic. You know, I'm going to do some research on astrology. You know, it sounds kind of complicated, so I'm going to make it a point to understand it a little bit better.
It kind of is complicated because there's 12 houses, and then, you know, it's all pertinent on, you know, the time that you were born and where and all of that, which makes your chart. So then you've got, you know, your chart of who you are. But then, like Kelly was talking about this evening, whatever's happening in the planets at the current time can affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so it's just, it's actually, as long as I have followed astrology, I've been sort of I don't consider myself an expert or anything like that, but there's times where I can kind of get hits on, wow, that sort of speaks to me. That's what's going on, you know. And for some people that I know that follow it religiously and sort of run their life by it, which I'm not that familiar with it to do that. But, yeah, Jason, I hope that it was a, you know, sort of a good education for you. And I apologize for the technical difficulties that we had prior, but I'm going to blame it on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry.
Yeah, it's always good to blame it on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
You know, anything that gives somebody an edge, you know, be it astrology or tarot reading or anything, you know, is always a good thing. And, you know, I've kind of always known that something big is going to come. You know, maybe it's just me being paranoid. I don't know, but I do think she's right, I my feeling was that something major is going to happen next year. So, you know, I'm
mm-hmm.
like starting to think about preparing, you know, for...
You mean major for
catapult.
You, or you mean major in the world?
No, I mean major in the world. I mean something...
Okay, yeah.
I'm leaning more towards economic collapse and anarchy.
Right. Well, you know, the funny thing is, though, sometimes when we think about major in the world, and we touched on this earlier in the show about, you know, the end of the world and all of that, I believe that there's things that happen that cause a lot of change, that sometimes in our everyday life we don't think it I mean, yeah, we're like, oh, that was horrible. Oh, that was terrible that it happened. But I think it causes some changes that some of us don't realize, that we think, you know, the doom and gloom thing, you know, like the Bible. I'm not putting the Bible down in any way. But, you know, oh, the world is going to end and, you know, the planet is going to blow up. Well, it's not necessarily that. It's the change. And Kelly talked a lot about that tonight. And, you know, whether that's healthcare, religion, politics, environmental, whatever, there's, you know, a change is a coming. And it's pretty fascinating. And I think when we take the time to kind of observe that and think about it, you know, we can find some meaning in that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully whatever the change is, it won't be, you know, at the expense of massive loss of life. But I know that, like I said, I'm going to start preparing. I already have a little bit. I'm not a house that somebody would want to break into. I am exceptionally armed to the teeth. So I got that covered, but
okay,
maybe I need to start thinking about some MREs, you know, meals and water and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that I think is very valid. And, you know, that's a whole nother show.
we're carrying on.
We could have a show about that. But listen, I just want to talk a little bit about next week, Jason, because we're entering into the holiday season. We've got Christmas and we've got New Year's Eve. But I think next week we are going to do a little bit of a show. We're going to kind of talk about what do you want to describe it as, paradrama?
Yeah, you know, I haven't given it a whole lot of thought, but, you know, it being the Christmas season, I kind of just want to give out my thoughts on all this drama and hate going on out there. And I have some stories that I want to tell of some random acts of kindness that I have done recently, and I want to share those because I think that there's just not enough of that in this world, and I have a good story that I did for somebody else, a complete stranger, and just warm fuzzies. I'm not going to be,
what a perfect time. I mean, that's so valid. And yeah, let's just save that for next week. And it might not be on Tuesday. We'll send out some information to the listeners. We might do it on a different day because, you know, next week is a little bit crazy, you know, with Christmas and all of that. But we are, you know, we will be on air for sure.
Yep. And I just want to say that we're getting a lot of good feedback on the show in chat. And my comedy was well received.
Oh, good.
So awesome.
All right, Jason. Well, thank you so much for this evening. And again, I want to thank Kelly Davidson, who is an extremely talented astrologer and, you know, just a super, super person. So if any of you out there in the Oregon, kind of Portland area are considering having an astrology reading, I just got to tell you, Kelly, her prices are reasonable. And if you didn't, you know, catch how to get in touch with her, you know, just Facebook us and we will get you in touch with Kelly. And, you know, you can kind of get some insight into your life. And I want to wish everyone a very happy holiday, Merry Christmas, whatever it means to everyone out there. I wish you all the best with your family.
Yep, and thanks again, Pat. And I'm really upset I did not upload any Christmas audio, but I tell you what I'm going to do for the show when we decide to do it. I'm going to have some Christmas jingles.
Okay, yeah, I'm expecting that. So, all right, everybody, good night. Take care of each other and take care of your four-legged critters.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.